The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network,
the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Out of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to bubblegenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Mandrake, water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this earth's surface is water. And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake. Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes. Yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
No. No, I don't know what it is now.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
Making your day a little brighter is quite enough for us.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Tuesday, July 21, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
Yo.
Hi. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the soap company that confounds Dan Bidondi. He has no idea what the hell it is, even though we explained it to him explicitly numerous times. And he's still very, 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 very...
It helps very hold in your precious bodily fluids.
That's right.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We are also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. And also get some free legal advice just for you, Bob and Chez Show listeners. Go over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link on the podcast page and get free legal advice. All right. So there was no after party on Friday because I went to the Netroots Nation in sweltering Phoenix, Arizona. Here's what you want to do. If you want to know what it's like to be in Phoenix, Arizona, grab a hairdryer, turn it to the highest setting, and point it directly at your face. That was Phoenix, Arizona for 2 days. It was an interesting experience. I'm going to talk about if we can get to it, because we've got a lot of stuff to get to before we talk about this. But the most eventful thing at the Netroots Nation was the fact that that town hall meeting with Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders got disrupted by protesters, Black Lives Matter protesters. And neither candidate really helped themselves at all. I mean, it was... frustrating because it showed a level of disorganization on the far left that would be very easy for the conservatives to latch onto. I think the conservatives were thrilled about that. Any conservative operatives in the audience loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. But strangely enough, the two like far left candidates in the Democratic field had no frickin' clue how to respond to the protesters. In fact, Bernie Sanders just wanted to walk off. He wanted to just leave. He said, I'm just going to leave right now. And he almost walked right off the stage. Martin O'Malley was like a deer in the headlights. There was nothing more pathetic than seeing Martin O'Malley, after his time was up, just walk lonely and dejected off, you know, I guess it was stage right. He started, it just looked like he was hating life. But I think their staffs are working on better responses now because they really, really need them. But anyway, so that was the most eventful thing other than the sweltering heat at Netroots Nation. So lots of other little interesting things that happened during the event. I mean, Elizabeth Warren delivered a great speech. I guess it was Friday morning. And then Bernie Sanders came back Saturday night, I think it was, for a huge stump speech, which I think there were something like 11,000 people crammed into this massive, massive space at the convention center. And I was kind of shocked at how good a public speaker he was. I didn't know that he had that sort of commanding presence.
Oh, yeah. No, he's awesome. Again, we've talked about this a couple of times. I like Bernie quite a bit. I wouldn't vote for him for president, but I like him.
Yeah.
You know, I think some of his policies are fantastic. I think the way he thinks is pretty fantastic. But, you know, I just don't think that he's sort of a reasonable choice for president. And yes, believe it or not, I think that reason matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the problem is that I question how much he could get done.
Exactly.
And even with a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, because you still have all of the blue dogs, which, you know, ask Barack Obama during the healthcare fiasco about the blue dogs and how they were constantly a problem.
You can speak from experience, but I mean, Netroots Nation and the fact that Bernie, I mean, I'm not disparaging the Black Lives Matter movement, but the fact that that Bernie was, you know, was sort of heckled and protested is just, I can't help it. The entire idea of Netroots Nation and knowing that it is sort of the ground zero for liberal self-cannibalization that is basically, that is the part and parcel. That is what the far left is all about at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And
they just
and,
can't help but eat each other alive.
And that was really on display during that protest. And of course, I am entirely with the protesters in terms of what they want to achieve and what they were trying to achieve there. I just think it made everything look like it was in disarray. And
right.
The thing is,
once you please that group of protesters, once you say, and again, not disparaging Black Lives Matter at all, I would not do that.
Right.
But once you make that subset happy, then along comes another subset that says, we won't vote for you if you don't do this one thing. If you're not this, you know, this perfect candidate for everybody, including us, you don't pay tribute to our one cause. And then another group steps up and says that, and then another. You're always going to have somebody pissed off.
Yep, yep.
And that person will take to Twitter, that group will take to Twitter, and they will lose their freaking minds. And it just goes on and on and on.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. And
everything becomes a unicorn hunt now.
Yeah, and all I really wanted to do was talk about this. Like, I'm waiting for Tuesday's show so we can talk about Dan Bedani now behind his back again. Lots of things to talk about from Tuesday's show. This is especially for those of you who didn't get to hear the post-mortem show after Thursday's interview with Dan Bedani. So I thought we'd do another recap, but covering some things that we didn't necessarily cover during the post-mortem recap. So I just, before we get into anything that, you know, any audio clips and everything like that, I just want to, there was one thing that Dan Bedani said that I needed to, that I immediately went, I wish I had this information at my disposal while we were talking with him. Because Dan Bedani quoted George Washington at one point. George Washington's right. view of being, as Dan Bedani said,
we should
said,
be armed to the teeth.
Armed to the teeth. That's right. So what Dan Bedani is referring to is the quote that floats around online that says, it's a George Washington quote from his State of the Union. He said, a free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. Well, that quote is fake. Fake. It is absolutely a big fat fake. Awesome. Here's the actual quote. and I wish I had this for Badandi. The actual quote is this: "A free people ought not only be armed but disciplined, to which end a uniform and well-digested plan is requisite, and their safety and interest require that they should promote such manufactories as tend to render them independent of others for essential, particularly military, supplies." Again, Dan Badandi got it wrong.
Do you know how difficult it is to sort of have a conversation and kind of defend your own principles against someone who is just entirely full of shit and operates on sort of a plane of reality that is thoroughly different than yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Completely different.
We were interviewing basically a space alien on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something that I went into it sort of psyching myself out by telling myself this,
yeah.
Which is that the problem here with talking to him is going to be that it's not just a difference of opinion, we have absolutely no reality in common.
Nope.
We're not going to be drawing from the same set of facts.
Yeah.
I will be drawing from, as best I can remember them and as best I know them, real facts, honest to God, you know, reality, truth, real truth,
yep.
not truth with quotation marks around it. And he's going to be drawing from whatever fucking crazy conspiracy theory he found today on the internet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And speaking of which, you know, the other thing he was talking about, and I tried my best to explain it cold without having reviewed the debunking of this particular conspiracy theory in a while, but he was talking about how that tweet went out from the Boston Globe after, or he claims before the actual bombing took place. And the tweet was from the Boston Globe: "Officials, there will be a controlled explosion opposite the library within 1 minute as part of bomb squad activities." All right, so Snopes goes on to say, "This tweet was proffered by conspiracy theorists as proof that officials planned for a quote-unquote controlled explosion to be underway at the same time as the Marathon explosions, a highly suspect quote-unquote coincidence that indicated the bombings were a quote-unquote false flag operation. However, this tweet was issued about an hour after the bomb blasts and referenced a controlled detonation of a suspicious device near the central branch of the Boston Public Library, which is on the stretch of Boylston Street where the initial explosions occurred."
It goes.
And there it is. And there it is. But of course,
you know, another thing, this is something I thought of afterward that I thought was a very important point to make. And I think I was just so overwhelmed by the stupid that, you know, my jaw is on the floor and I can't come back with anything, which is one of the reasons why I just kind of sat and quietly processed it all. Mm-hmm. But his argument for not getting Netanyahu's name right,
yeah,
because he screws up things like that, really gets to me. Because my attitude — he loves to call himself a journalist — but my attitude is, if you can't be bothered to get the name of the person right that you're talking about, why should anybody listen to any of these other truly wild claims you're making?
Well, on top of the fact that we latch on to that just as a feature to kind of tease him. But what we always do is this was what happened on Thursday too. We always bring it back around to why we're doing it. And it always has to do with the dangerous nature of this man who thinks it's okay to bomb abortion clinics just as long as there's no one inside. You know, this is some guy who disrespects and indeed shames the families of the Sandy Hook victims. This is a bad guy, man.
Somehow he deserves to see the bodies. That's the only thing that's going to prove to him that Sandy Hook happened. I didn't see the bodies. It must not have happened.
Which is ghoulish. It is absolutely ghoulish. And so that's why we go after him. If he was a liberal, or if he was someone who was maybe a moderate or even a conservative who had, you know, none of these views, he was just talking about supply side economics and maybe something about same sex marriage, fine. But the fact that he is so crazy with his ideas, combined with the fact that he can barely speak, is funny to me. And justifies the fact that he's so crazy and so dangerous, justifies teasing him like that. And we're going to hear, he posted his Truth Radio show, his end of the conversation on his YouTube channel. and I've got the audio here. He's going to talk about this. He's going to go on to the same rant about how we make fun of him for not being able to say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and instead he says
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Right. And he even corrected himself one time. He said, I didn't pronounce it Netanyahu. I pronounced it Netanyahu. Like with emphasis on the who. Netanyahu. But, you know, he's still got
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So here's this audio of Dan Bedani setting up the clip. And I'm not going to play, obviously, the interview section, but this is his introduction. So apparently when we were getting ready to go on the show last Thursday, he was introducing like an entire new episode of the Truth Radio show.
Right.
And so this is some of that.
Defending liberty in the spirit of 1776. It's Dan Bedani on truthradioshow.com.
It's a new Dan Bedani intro where he reads it himself.
Dude, that's fucking great. You know what I'm baffled by? Before I forget this, because I will. I'm baffled by the fact, and I kind of made mention of it just a little bit, that I think the further back he goes, the more he believes something is reliable.
Yeah.
You know, so 1776, they really knew what they were doing. And when you get back to biblical times, those f***ers knew everything. You know, we've just dropped the ball on logic and reason. Though, you know, back in 1776, though, they knew everything. And then again, man, once you get back to biblical times, just never question any of that shit.
The spirit of 1776 is the Dan Bedani TruthRadioShow.com. Here we go. Here it is.
Defending liberty in the spirit of 1776. It's Dan Bedani on TruthRadioShow.com.
Defending liberty. I'm defending liberty. Dan Bedani.
He's so sexy. That's just such a sensual voice.
That's the seductive Dan Bedani.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Come on over here and check out my hands of liberty. Check out my artificial penis and my sack full of balls.
A sack full of balls and dildos.
Strap on dildo. Hey, girl.
All right, let's continue.
Jesus Christ. If you start a fucking Dan Bedani... God, I keep swearing today.
Yeah, really.
Like, as if that's somehow different. God. If you start a Dan Bedani meme with like the, you know, with like the Ryan Gosling thing, dude, that'll be awesome.
Oh, my. Well, now we can totally expect that. That's going to be all over Facebook now. We're late for a break. Let's take a break and we'll come back with more of this audio right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hey, girl. It's Dan Bedani. Take off your pants.
Oh, yeah, Dan. Dan just says, Dan goes for the direct round.
Just take off your pants.
I just see, like, Dan going up.
Can I see your boobs?
I want to touch your boobies.
But you know what? There's part of me that says...
Come on, hashtag Bedani foreplay. Come on, people.
Something tells
me... Make it happen.
He goes up to a woman in a bar or something with that, or like a church group. It'd have to be a church group. Goes up and, like a Bible reading session. Goes up to a girl and says,
hey, girl.
And then her panties just fly off. Vroom! Just right off. He's so seductive. Let's continue with his audio, Dan Bedani talking about us.
Dan Bedani, truthradioshow.com. Today's July 16th, 2015. And we are minutes away from an interview with the Bob and Chez Show. They call themselves the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show from California.
Because of course he's wrong. Because of course he's wrong. He's wrong about little tiny things. He's wrong about things. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's wrong about things that are easily verifiable.
Right.
Such as, you know, locations, names, that kind of thing.
And he still
can't get that right. So if he can't get that right, why in God's name should you believe him when he says that the government engineered the Boston Marathon bombing?
Yeah. And here he goes with the bubble genius thing again. And he's going to continue on here. He's just obsessed with
it.
Yeah, he's totally baffled by the fact that we have a sponsor in the title of our show. He still believes, even though he claims to have monitored all of our shows because we talk about him, he still doesn't grasp that Bubble Genius is the name of the primary sponsor of the show. And so we put the name Bubble Genius in the title of the show. He still thinks I'm calling myself Bubble Genius. He thinks I'm Bubble Genius Bob. That's what he thinks. And he wonders why we think he's an idiot. Let's continue here. He goes on and on.
Basically, I've been trying to get a hold of these people because for 2 years now since the Boston bombing,
the Boston bombing
have relentlessly attacked us. Bob Seska, I believe I pronounced his last name right. Who gives a crap anyway? But
no, I don't.
They're exactly.
Yeah.
But it does matter, you jagoff.
He's a journalist for Salon and the Daily Banter, and he's written countless.
he's written. At least he caught himself that time. Usually he just goes right on by.
I try to be fair. We're laughing at him when he corrects himself. But still, that's...
He's rotten. Even the fact that would pop into his head, that the word would be rotten.
Yep.
Jesus.
For Salon and the Daily Banter. And he's written countless articles.
He's got countless articles.
I hope so, in your case.
This guy, Bob Seska, has written countless articles.
About me, Alex Jones, trashing us. Because, oh, damn, Bedondi mispronounced the word. Oh, God, like, that's a big deal. You know, the whole thing is...
Well, it is, you know what, it is kind of a big deal. He's talking about the conflict between Israel and Palestine, and he can't even get the name of the prime minister right. How are we possibly supposed to believe anything he says beyond that?
And that's, and you know what, again, what it comes down to is it's not a matter of not being able to do it. Or you know, having trouble with the name. It's a matter of there. At no point did he ever say, it's important to me to get this right.
Yeah.
It's important to me to be able to pronounce this correctly so that I'm taken seriously.
Uh-huh.
And because I want to, because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
He loves to call himself a journalist as a journalist. Mm-hmm. That he just said it. It's not important. No, that's important. But the thing is, it goes to credibility. I mean, I can't even believe I'm using the word credibility and f***ing Bedondi in the same sentence.
Right.
But
it's astonishing.
They've been trashing us, saying we're liars about stuff, but never show refutable evidence. But
there
yet,
what? Never show refutable. Why would we want to show refutable evidence?
Refutable evidence, right.
Because if we showed refutable evidence, then he would be able to just easily knock it down. So you don't.
Exactly.
The goal when you're presenting evidence is you want to present irrefutable evidence. God, what a boob.
They sit there and have the nerve to make fun of me because...
They sit there and have the nerve to try to make fun of me.
I mispronounce words. I misspell words. Who cares? I would rather tell the truth. I would rather listen to somebody stutter and tell the truth versus somebody that is perfectly speaking, could read from a
Wow.
Somebody that is perfectly speaking.
Teleprompter and speaks nothing but lies, i.e. the mainstream media.
We don't use teleprompters. And somehow we get Netanyahu correct.
You can totally tell. Listen to me. I'm a freaking mess most of the time.
Yeah. We're not perfect either. But you know what the difference is? When we get something wrong, we know we've gotten it wrong, and we fix it.
And I get amazingly pissed about it. I'm like David Letterman in the Only I'm Not Talented. You know, like I get done with these shows and I'm just like, oh, I sucked. I'm just going to go hide in my closet.
Stutter and tell the truth versus somebody that is perfectly speaking, could read from a teleprompter.
We don't say that he stutters, by the way. I don't think we've ever teased him because he stutters. We tease him because he says things like, ah.
Yeah, and Prime Minister Benjamin Yan, who...
and speaks nothing but lies, i.e. the mainstream media. So, you know, I guess Bob and Chez, they had no choice but to bring me on their show because their audience demanded it. Because I called them out for the gutless cowards that they are.
Hey, that's funny. That's really, really funny. Like, our audience demanded that we give Dan his equal time, to you know, out of fairness.
You know what? I mean, honestly, just listening to that, seriously, listening to what... First of all, a couple of things. The fact that he's saying that shows that he's lying to either one of two things. He's either truly delusional, mm-hmm. which means I don't have to listen to anything he says ever because he's just that delusional, or he's lying to his audience, which means that I don't have to listen to him ever.
He's lying to his audience right there is what he's doing.
Yeah.
By saying that
either that or, again, he's completely delusional if he really believes that.
He's making it seem as if our listeners said to us, you know, you're being unfair to Dan. He deserves equal time to explain his positions. That's not why our audience wanted Dan on the show. Dan, if you're listening, and I know you are, the reason our listeners wanted to have you on the show is so we could toy with you.
And we did.
And that toying is, you know, comedy. And that's exactly what we did on the show. So don't delude yourself. Don't lie to your audience and say that we had you on out of some sort of sympathy for you. I can count on one hand the number of our listeners who have any sort of sympathy for you, especially after the abortion clinic terrorism.
And they kept overlooking me. Oh, whatever. And I said, you know, bring me on your show. 2 years now. And it took that audience to demand it, and it's like, oh, all right, I guess demand. We'll let you on. But it's not a debate, and that's what I asked them to go on is a debate. But now, yes, you can go on, but no, it's not a debate. So they think, oh, well, they're going to make an example out of me. These liberals.
They think they make an example out of me. They're thinking all kinds of things and more things.
They're going to make an example out of this. Right-wing conspiracy theorists, and first of all, I'm not right-wing. I'm an independent constitutionalist. So that's a big burst of net bubble, you know, the bubble genius. And I wonder why they call him the bubble genius. I don't even want to know. I really don't. But they've been attacking me relentlessly.
Now, see, he's on this auto loop now. Now he's reset back to where he was at the beginning of this bit. He's saying the exact same words that he said
two minutes earlier. So wait a minute. He actually was on our show, and I have to assume he at least listened. So he has an idea now, because he must have heard the commercials, that Bubble Genius is our sponsor.
Well, he's doing this before the interview. So, but I mean,
okay. I'm sorry. You're right.
But he's listened to the show, and he's aware of the fact that we mentioned numerous times throughout the show that Bubble Genius is a soap company and that they sponsor our show.
Maybe it's just that he's just that dumb.
I think he likes to pretend that, in spite of the reality, that Bubble Genius somehow makes us gay. And this is what we discussed on the show with him, and I had to explain to him. And I don't think he gets it even now, after the explanation. I don't think he was paying attention. I think he was too busy.
He also thinks we're liberal, which I, you know, I hate to burst his bubble, but I'm kind of not.
Yeah. Well, I'm
horribly centrist.
Right. I think between the two of us, we come out, you know, I think the show is relatively center left.
I agree.
And
that's not a bad place to be. I can live with that.
No, absolutely not. Here's more Dan, and then we got to take another break.
And Alex Jones, and just yesterday or the day before, Bob Seska wrote an article on Salon. Alex Jones warns listeners that the UN is a space cult plotting to eradicate humanity by making our children gay.
Okay, now listen to this explanation. Notice what he leaves out of his explanation.
First of all, Alex Jones never said the UN is a space cult. Okay, he says stuff like that out of sarcasm and all that.
Sarcasm? Good Lord, that was a Rhode Island word right there. Sarcasm and all of those dings. It's full of sarcasm. God.
Peter Griffin. It's like if Peter Griffin had literally no brain instead of like a millimeter's worth of a brain.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is, these people listen to a half-assed story, then make their own accusations. And if you read through these guys' articles, the Salon.
So the only thing he objected to was the fact that I may have misunderstood the space cult aspect of the UN. Yeah,
that's which, it. That's all he's got.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But the fact that they're, you know, the fact that Alex Jones said he's the UN is trying to eradicate humanity with using gay people as pawns, that's okay. That's perfectly acceptable.
Of course. Of course.
Daily Banter, that show, the Bob and Chez show, never in their shows, they base their show off of making fun of people. Base that show off of targeting some of these errors. Like if you misspell something.
Yeah, right.
And?
Yeah.
Then God forbid. But never with the subjects about. Like they bash me for about the Boston bombing. Bash me because I challenged the official narrative of Sandy Hook. Constantly bash me about that. But, hey, again, you know, they think they're winning the argument. They think they're...
They think they're thinking all kinds of things.
Just love that. That's my favorite thing that Dan says. I don't care. You know, Nyatanhu is funny, but when he starts saying TH words, that's the funniest thing to me.
They're thinking all kinds of things about this and that.
Ahead of this game because, one of Dan Bedani's videos, he mispronounced the prime minister of Israel's last name. Oh, my God. That right there should discredit me. Yeah.
That right there yes. Discredits things.
It's one of the many things that discredits you. That and the fact that you believe that Sandy Hook never existed.
That's right. That's right.
You dingbat.
I am not a dingbat in all those things.
Okay. Let's take another break, and we'll wrap up the Dan Bedani audio right after this.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank Newsroom, preparing for you another Buzz Burbank News and Comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry, and some make me sad, and some make me laugh, and isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at buzzburbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation. Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Dings.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yes, Dan's really confused about Buzz Burbank, too.
That there is a fake name. That's not really his real name.
Jesus. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Leave us a 5-star rating and review while you're there, because that's one of the best ways to help support the show. Also, make sure to use the Bob and Chez Show Amazon link at bobsesco.com. It's just below the logo. It takes you to the front page of amazon.com. You go shopping, you save money, and you help support the show, because everything you buy, we get a small commission from, and it really, 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 really helps the show. So thank you in advance for doing that. Okay, now back to the last remaining moments of Dan Bedani's introduction to right before we interviewed him. This is from his truthradioshow.com, and boy, this is a classic clip.
Yeah, because I mispronounced somebody's last name, and in the same sentence they went on to mispronounce my name.
No, that's still God, where is he getting that? That's completely wrong.
Again, he's genuinely out to lunch.
Yeah,
or he's just lying his ass off.
Go figure. But that's not what it's about. And these people build up this false reality like they're winning the argument. But the whole time, they sit there and target you, the individual, target your misspellings, your mispronunciations of words, but never get to the point of what the subject...
It's mispronunciations, not mispronunciations of words, wow. Dan. Sorry.
It's just this spot. No, you know what? Just... I get that this was before we spoke to him, but I get the distinct impression that nothing changed after our conversation.
Right. No, absolutely not. The reason why we did this with Dan was not to change his mind, because we'll never change his mind.
No.
The reason was to continue to expose this nincompoopery for what it is, so that people are armed with the right tools they need to do it themselves as well. That's why we do this. Also, it's great effing radio.
Of course it is. It's a blast.
It's fun. It's funny. And plus, you know, we get to debunk this crap. So here's the last remaining moments of this thing.
It was about in the first place. And I'm going to call them out on the carpet. And I want to see what they come up for answers. If they do that, they're going to relentlessly attack me. I guarantee that. They're going to try to get me to say somebody's last name or say a word that I messed up on.
No, he's right about that.
You know, again.
Yeah, we totally did that. Failed.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But I think his producer, Kevin, was tracking with us, and we were cracking him up. That was funny.
I'm not a perfect speaker. I'll admit that. And I'm going to tell them right out, hey, listen, I'm not a perfect speaker. You want a perfect speaker? Somebody that tells lies? Go listen to the mainstream media. Yeah, I mess up. I mispronounce words. I stutter. Who cares? But at least I...
You say the same things over and over again, too.
You know, it is possible to have... have so much sort of pride in what you do that you want to make sure that you get names right. I mean, you know what? I can say this over and over again. It's not going to make any difference.
No.
It's like I'm talking to nobody.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay that I don't know how to use words good. Jeez, that's all you do.
Just because you talk like a boob, it doesn't somehow make what's coming out of your mouth more believable.
Right.
My stupid folksiness, as I almost said folksiness, just like him. He's rubbing off on me.
Yeah, I know.
Folksiness. That's a good word.
Folksiness and all those things.
I have the guts to do it, unlike you people, at Bob and Chez Bubble Genius Show. Anyway, we're going to be joining Bob's.
He actually made like little bubble noises.
So then he really has heard the show.
Yeah. He totally has. And he still doesn't understand it. He still doesn't understand what Bubble Genius is. God.
Soon. In a few minutes now, we're going to be...
Imagine how surprised he'd be if he knew that the bubble sound was actually a bong.
Right. Right.
On via Skype on their show, and I'm recording on both ends because I know how some shows are. They like to mute the microphone or hang up on you to say, oh, look, he hung up. So none of that's flying today because we're recording this live. Okay, this is going live on the show. This is a pre-recording, yes, but we're not editing nothing. We are recording from start to finish. Dan Bedondi, Truth Radio Show. Stay tuned, folks.
All right, that's it. That's the Dan Bedondi introduction to the...
good stuff right there.
For the interview,
man.
Yeah.
That's gold, dude, gold.
You know, and if he had been smart, he would have used the microphone to talk to us.
Right up.
Yeah, he's I'm not like dumb, like smart. I'm smart. And you know, if he really was smart, he would have used the microphone to talk to us and not to record his little show. He could have done it separately. He could have done the intro like after the fact and then just cut it together. Using the widely available video editing software that everyone has on their computers now. But instead, he used this handheld device sitting on his desk where we couldn't hear him on the show because he was 9 feet away from the microphone. So half of the show is him going...
Yeah, it sounded like he was on speakerphone so that his producer could hear.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, no, so he could record... our sound through his microphone for his show.
That is so dumb.
Right. He didn't even get that right. Again, his whole thing is about using a microphone and shoving it in people's faces, but he doesn't know how to use a microphone or assemble video so that he sounds okay both on our show and on his show.
Look, you know what? It was fun.
It was fun.
We all had a good time.
Yeah, a good time was had by all. And all those dings. I want to hear Seductive Dan Bedondi one more time before we break.
Defending liberty in the spirit of 1776.
Hey, girl.
It's Dan Bedondi on truthradioshow.com.
.com. It's the .com part. That's where you're supposed to climax. That's you have to edge yourself just to that point, and you know you have to go back and keep rewinding. Ah, God, I gotta get it right there. Mm-hmm. .com. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like
Dan Bedondi on Truth Radio Show. .com. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the single creepiest thing I've ever heard.
I think that might be. I think we just creeped everyone out. Okay, we're gonna take on that note. We're gonna take a break and hear from Bubble Genius.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
A ground and pound beast mode monster in your face, one ass kicking maniac.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us today. Please support the show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We are so damn close to $2,600 a month from our supporters on Patreon. And if you are one of our supporters on Patreon, we salute you. Thank you so much for supporting the show. It's made the show better. We're doing more shows, and we're on our way to hopefully one of these days getting to our goal where we do 5 shows a week. So thank you again to all of our Patreon supporters. And if you're not a supporter yet, try signing up. All you have to do is $1 a month. Everyone can afford $1 a month, I think. And if every single one of our listeners, good Lord, if every single one of our listeners pledged $1 a month, I think our monthly take would be something like $40,000.
That'd be awesome. We do nothing but shows.
Yeah.
We'd never stop. We would just basically podcast, you know. It'd be like a telethon.
It would be like the Young Turks. It always feels like to me like the Young Turks, they just do nothing but podcasts from morning till night. Like Cenk is there doing the show. Like as soon as he wakes up until he goes to bed. Because it seems like it's one long, endless show.
Well, considering that, you know, they got how much? Like $7 million or something like that? That kind of, you know.
Did they really?
They got like a crap ton of venture capital.
Oh, my God.
Recently.
All right. Well, good for them. All right. So
if somebody gave me several million dollars, I would essentially, I'd freaking blow you.
All right, election news on that note. Lots to talk about this week on the 2016 election front.
And it's all about Trump.
It's all about Trump. Gotta love. This is all, I mean, it's not just election news. It's got to be like clown car news. So we'll bring this in. Everyone loves the clown car music. Everyone loves this because it's crazy. Okay. Trump. This is the greatest, maybe the greatest election story yet. Trump is like, you know what Trump is like? Trump is like Rob Ford without the cocaine. Trump is just out of control.
And without the money.
And without the... Right. So Trump was delivering a televised speech today, right? It was deemed by Politico as a rambling diatribe. And he referred to Lindsey Graham. Talking about Lindsey Graham, he started attacking Lindsey Graham as if there's any reason to attack Lindsey Graham. He's like polling.
Well, no, because Lindsey Graham. See, that's the important thing to keep in mind with Trump
right.
is that Trump doesn't take insults. He has to come back and smash you because he's a child.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Lindsey Graham called him a jackass.
That's right.
You jackass. Would you like to shoot skeet with me?
Yeah, I like shooting skeet.
But yeah, so that's where this all came from.
Trump,
because of course this is his petulant lashing out at something as silly as being called a jackass, which he is.
Trump doesn't have very much mental
strength.
Doesn't have a whole lot of
strength
as a candidate. But he is. I mean, the funny thing is he's polling really well. We'll get to that in just a second. So Trump, in this rambling diatribe, according to Politico, referred to Graham as a lightweight and an idiot. And then he went on. He said he doesn't seem like a very bright guy. He actually probably seems to me not as bright as Rick Perry. I think Rick Perry probably is smarter than Lindsey Graham.
That, by the way, exact same thing. Well, I mean, aside from removing Rick Perry, but you know the he doesn't seem very bright comment. That's the exact same insult he leveled at Robert De Niro a couple years ago. Yeah, it's like, you know, I think Mother Jones created the Trump insult generator.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was beautiful.
It's perfect because he has the same sort of comments that he goes back to again and again.
Yeah.
You know, loser, hater, you know, not very bright, irrelevant, that kind of thing.
Yep. And so what Trump did, in full retaliation to Lindsey Graham, just called him a jackass. So what did Trump do? Trump released and blurted out Lindsey Graham's personal cell phone number.
Twice.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he told a story about how, of course, because everybody loves Trump, told a story about how Lindsey Graham came to him one time looking for I apologize, I can't remember what it was, but it was something that was supposed to benefit Lindsey Graham. You know, he came to me. He came to me. He asked for this because, you know, I have a lot of money and I have a lot of connections, and so he wanted me, and I just kind of blew him off. But I've still got his number here that he gave to me.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, and that's it. He read it off.
Well,
you know,
I hope
it's like it's part of me. Not part of me. A lot of me despises Trump.
Yeah, but it's
because I hate what he's done to American politics. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning to finally, you know, the reference to Dr. Strangelove at the top actually has a couple of meanings this week because. You know, I've also kind of learned to stop worrying and just appreciate the chaos that he is wreaking in the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
He is just destroying it from the inside out.
It's so effing beautiful what's going on over there. And wait till you hear the latest poll numbers. Holy crap. So the retaliation is that Trump reveals Lindsey Graham's cell phone number twice, and I really hope Lindsey Graham's password is full of
strength.
Because if it's not full of
strength,
then someone's going to hack his cell phone. No.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people are working on it. They got the number now, so he better have lots of strong passwords full of
strength.
Otherwise, people are going to see pictures of him shooting skeet.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lindsey Graham likes shooting skeet.
I like shooting skeet.
All right, so now Trump.
That's a good point. There's something I never actually thought of.
Yeah, like he might have like D pics on his phone.
There may be some very interesting pictures on Lindsey's cell phone.
All right, so Trump is polling crazy well right now. I mean, he is 11 points ahead of the rest of the field, according to the new ABC News Washington Post poll.
Who said this? I think it was Josh Marshall who said, you know, everybody needs to keep in mind nothing Trump. This has been proven already. Nothing Trump says is going to derail his campaign.
No, no. The only thing that would derail his campaign is if he just decided he had enough and quit.
Right. I actually thought initially when he made the John McCain comment, I really started thinking that this entire thing is if not a practical joke, then essentially he's looking for a way to drop himself out of the race He'll have gotten all the publicity he needs, and he'll just be able to leave. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he seems to be just doing and saying the most absolutely insane things, and he's doing it because he knows it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because he can get away with it.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything that he could say. There's nothing that he could say that could possibly top the John McCain, you know, wasn't really a hero because he got shot down. I mean, there's nothing that could you know, outgaff that remark. And it
but
seems
it's not
to,
a gaff. It's not a gaff.
He meant
not
to say
a,
it.
Not in Trump world, it's not a gaff.
That's right.
None of this matters. He can say whatever the hell he wants, and nobody's ever going to, you know, he's not going to get in any trouble for it.
He's polling higher than ever now.
He's
polling at 24%. No other, and he's been in the race for how many weeks now? It's not like, and again, we kind of hypothesize that maybe it's like 2012, where each candidate gets their week or two in the sun, and then they fade away. He has been consistently polling and growing since his announcement. Now he's 11 points against second place, which is Scott Walker at 13%. 11 effing points. None of them are outside the margin of error, except Trump. Then you get Jeb Bush at 12%. We are, you know, I mean, it's really being able, it's really starting to feel like this. It's really starting to feel like Trump is going to be the Republican nominee for president.
We'll see.
And if he does, if he becomes the nominee, what do you think the odds are of, like, practically a 50-state landslide for the Democratic nominee?
Oh, look, hey, honestly, I don't know. That's the only thing that scares me, is that there are enough absolute idiots in this country to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
That's the thing that terrifies me. Tearing apart the Republican Party, I love that, because I think the Republican Party needs to be torn apart. I think it's a joke now.
Yeah, yeah.
But absolutely. It is. This is the end result of everything the Republican Party has done. This is its comeuppance from within itself.
Right.
You know, somebody had the perfect comment the other day, which is that Donald Trump running for president is like the comment section of an internet post running for president.
It is. Yeah. Or like a YouTube commenter.
Yeah. That's what this is. This is all of their pandering to the absolute lowest common denominator, mm-hmm. and the crap that the lowest common denominator thinks and believes.
Yeah.
All of the pandering to that, all of the kissing the ass of the psychos, this is it. This is what you get for it.
Absolutely.
And you asked for this, here it is.
Yes, they have legitimized the crazies and empowered them. And now they're lining up with this lunatic, this Rob Ford character.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember who to credit for that.
Billions, he has billions of dollars.
Yeah.
He can go with this as long as he wants.
Oh my God, yeah. Absolutely. Before we wrap up the show, I do want to get to this Fox and Friends clip, cuz this may be one of the dumbest things they've ever said, and that's saying a lot about how dumb they are. Fox and Friends talked about that crazy video of that Australian surfer punching out the shark. Like, I don't know how the hell that guy survived. But Fox and Friends was talking about, you know, obviously hyping up the fear around shark. There's been 7 shark attacks. This is not an epidemic of shark attacks.
It's Summer of the Shark again. Summer of the Shark 2. This time God. It's personal.
And isn't Sharknado, isn't the next Sharknado movie premiering this week or something?
Something like that. Oh, so, yeah, God. It's basically all just a giant press thing for sci-fi.
So here's Fox and Friends talking about the shark attacks.
One thing I give these jet skis a lot of credit too. They were the first ones out there going through the waves, over the waves to try to get to them as quick as possible. And then can you imagine being a surfer right next to him and hearing the announcer go, everybody out of the water, look out, there's a shark. And next thing you know, it's him. I think that the most shocking thing is after you hear about the 6 attacks in North Carolina, okay, these are just swimmers. But then when you see a champion surfer and you have a 3-camera shoot and an overhead shot, say, oh my goodness, it could happen anywhere. You would think that they'd have a way of clearing the waters for a competition at this level.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, the fact that he's a 3-time surfing champion is completely irrelevant. Do you think somehow surfing champions are immune from shark attacks more so than any average person in the water? How is that even a factor? The fact that he's a champion surfer.
Because he's just dumb. He's just dumb.
And then how do you clear sharks from the water? How do you do that? Is there some sort of shark repellent? Is it like the Batman movie? The first, like, 1966 Batman movie where Batman's got shark repellent? Is that what he's thinking
like,
of?
It's like, what do you call it? It's like Jaws when they're defending the beaches of Amity and they find those two kids.
Yeah.
The one kid's got the fin on his back. Yeah, they just put boats all along, you know, just a certain amount of distance offshore, and they're all sitting there with guns.
They should build
high-powered rifles.
I'm surprised they didn't promote like a border fence between us and the sharks.
They should. That's a really good idea. You know what? Let's get Donald Trump on that because I assure you he has something to say about it.
First, they use
if I'm elected, I'm gonna enough of those sharks. I'm tired of them coming around and biting up people. We're gonna put a border fence up.
Those sharks aren't very bright.
Those sharks aren't very bright.
They're not very bright people. Those sharks.
And they're haters and they're losers. And what are they really? What do they really know about it?
And all you gotta go in there is you gotta get your Batman shark repellent. Just spray the sharks with a shark repellent and put up a border fence. I'll pay for it myself. Donald Trump.
I planned to build the ocean $500,000 for every shark attack.
It's going to be the Donald Trump Ocean from now on. We're going to call it Trump Ocean. That one on the right is going to be Trump Ocean. The one on the left, we'll call that one Trump Ocean too. The one down there by Australia, Trump Ocean. It'll all be Trump Ocean. One big ocean, because it's all connected. What do you want from me? What the hell? It's all one big ocean, right? I think the one ocean connects to the other ocean. Make one big ocean. Be Trump Ocean. So, and then Elizabeth Hasselbeck made this salient point.
But I guess they don't.
If a three-time world surfing champion isn't safe, who is? You ask right there. They did cancel the rest.
As if the shark is going to swim up and go, oh my god, I had no idea. You be on your way. I'm sorry for bothering you.
Yeah, please carry on, Mr. Champion. I didn't see. I didn't notice. I didn't see the medals.
Yeah.
Yep. Your Fox Morning, the Fox News Channel Morning Show. They are smarties, aren't they?
Yo, yeah. Definitely the word I'd use.
All right, we're going to continue here with the post-mortem show after the theme song runs out. And if you want to listen to us continuing to talk, sign up at patreon.com/Bob and Chez at the $5 level. If you sign up at the $5 level, you get to hear the post-mortem show. Sign up at the $10 level, you get the post-mortem show and the after party. You sign up at the $15 level, you get the post-mortem show, you get the after party, and you get a commercial-free, not safe for work, unbleeped version of this show. It's a bargain at twice the price. We pass the savings along to you. Okay, so I think what we'll cover on the post-mortem show is Keith Olbermann got some Duggar news.
Oh, good.
Duggar news. And maybe something about Ben Carson. It'll be coming up. Ben Carson is now going around repeating Alex Jones' conspiracy theories.
I'm tired enough.
Yes. All right. And continuing to put people to sleep, because he is the sleeper with his sleep tape. All right, thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.